So, and that is why when Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath temple, he was alone, and the other devotees came after him. So he ran the entire distance, I think of about 12 kilometers. He ran that distance and came to Jagannath temple. So when the other devotees came to Jagannath Puri, they couldn't. They were looking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted, and Sarvam Bhattacharya took him to his house. So the devotees then came to Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, and they found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still unconscious. Sarvam Bhattacharya tried many things to bring back his consciousness, but he was unconscious still. And when the devotees came, they just started a kirtan. And when the kirtan started, Mahaprabhu came back to his external senses. So in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya was actually one of the first persons to greet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And when Sarvam Bhattacharya was told that this young sannyasi is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarvam Bhattacharya couldn't accept that. He was a very learned scholar, and he gave the arguments. He told Gopinath Acharya, who was actually his sister's husband, his brother-in-law. So Gopinath Acharya was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navadvip. So Gopinath Acharya told Sarvam Bhattacharya that this Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "Why are you becoming so sentimental? Cut out all your sentiment. I admit that he is a very great personality. He's a great devotee. He is a great devotee, but supremacy of Godhead, he couldn't accept it." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very respectful towards him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated him like an elder. He was much senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by age, and he was such a great scholar. And Sarvam Bhattacharya also was very affectionate to Sri Chaitanya. And he was very concerned that this young sannyasi, so handsome and so young, and on top of everything, he is so sentimental. Sannyas means serious business, but this person, he's so frivolous. He sings and dances. And he was worried that this person may not be able to maintain the vow of his sannyas. And for a sannyasi to fall down is worse than death. So Sarvam Bhattacharya became very concerned about this young sannyasi. And he decided two things. One is, this person is a sannyasi, but he did not take sannyas from a very high order. There are 10 types of sannyasis. There are 10 orders of sannyas. And he took sannyas from the Puri community, from Ishwar Puri, which is not a very high class sannyasi. The high class sannyasi orders are one, Parvat, Giri, Aranya. So these are the hierarchy of sannyas order. So he decided to give him sannyas, to rectify his sannyas and bring him up to a higher order. And also he wanted to teach him Vedanta, and by giving him the right understanding of Vedanta, how everything means nothing, he will bring him to his proper sannyas vow. And in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya decided to instruct Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Vedanta. And for 7 days he instructed him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just listened. And this also has been explained, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's extraordinary patience. Sarvam Bhattacharya was, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, blabbering all kinds of nonsense. But for 7 days, he tolerated all that nonsense. And then, finally, Sarvam Bhattacharya considered, is this young man understanding what I'm saying? So he asked, Krishna Chaitanya, do you understand what I'm saying? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, I understand the sutras, the aphorisms, but I cannot understand your bhashya, your explanation. So Sarvacharya was surprised. He said that actually the bhashya, the explanations are to clarify the meanings of the sutras, and you are saying that you understand the sutras but you do not understand my bhashya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became heavy. He started to blast him. He said, Sarvabhauma, you are simply covering the meanings of the sutras by your so-called explanations. And in this way, he pointed out to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that his understanding was completely wrong. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya even challenged him. Then what is the meaning? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the meaning. That, and that his explanation was very clear, that in the scriptures, when sometimes the Lord has been described as without a form, it actually implied that he is without a material form. His form is not material, his form is spiritual. The Lord is described without quality, nirguna. But that means he is devoid of material qualities. He is described as without hands and feet. But those hands and feet are indicating material hands and feet. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya how the real purpose of Vedanta is to give the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Sachidananda Vigraha, who is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Pratibhavitabhi, Stabhirja Eva Nijarupa Taya Kalabhi, Goloko Eva Nivasat Tyakhilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajam. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was defeated. And never ever anyone defeated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya before. But when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was defeated in this way by this young sannyasi, then he became very heartbroken and his pride was hurt. So he went to his room and he locked himself up from inside. And the whole day he didn't eat anything. Even at night he was lamenting. So in the dead of the night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. Although the door was bolted from inside, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in front of him. And he displayed his six-armed form. In two arms, he was holding the bow and arrow of Lord Ramchandra. In two arms, he was holding the flute of Sri Krishna Chandra. and in other two arms he was holding the danda and kamandalu of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time Sarvam Bhattacharya recognized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he, at that time, he offered some beautiful prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the prayers is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Buthir Jastamaham Prapatte Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. In order to teach the science of renunciation, Vairagya, which is non-different from Nija Bhakti Yogam, which is non-different from his own bhakti. In order to teach his own bhakti, he is teaching Vairagya Vidya. And that's why he himself took sannyas. Because apone achori prabhu jivele shikhai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practicing himself, teaching the living entities. That's why in order to teach Vairagya Vidya, he became a sannyasi. And this Vairagya Vidya is synonymous to Nija Bhakti Yogam. And who is teaching this? Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana, the Puran Purush, the Supreme Personality, the oldest of all personalities. So who is the oldest of all personalities? Who is the original personality? Krishna. Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. He has assumed the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he is Kripam Buddhi. He is an ocean of mercy. So I offer my obeisances. I surrender myself unto that personality. Tamaham Prapatte. So in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya surrendered himself to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he considered to be an ordinary young sannyasi. So in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya became a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his devotees, we see that many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates in the beginning did not accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They had their doubts, like Sarvam Bhattacharya. And by hearing this pastime, our doubts become dispelled. If we have any doubt about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we get to hear these pastimes, then our doubts become dispelled. Actually, King Pratapudra also had his doubts in the beginning. When Sarvam Bhattacharya, who is a very close associate of King Pratapudra, the king of Orissa, when he told him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, king had difficulty in accepting that. He said, how can he be God? I can accept that he is a great personality, but God, no, I can't accept. And then, finally, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for his South India tour, then King Pratapudra got to know that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling towards South India, he came across one leper. He stopped at night in one village in the house of a Brahmana. And in that vicinity, there was this Brahmana who was a great devotee of the Lord, but somehow or other he was affected by leprosy. And when he got to know that the Lord, that such a great personality has appeared, a great sannyasi has come, and people say that he is God, then he became eager to see him. But he couldn't travel on that day. Probably the news reached him quite late, so he couldn't go there that day. The next morning, he arrived in the house of the Brahmana. But when he arrived in the house of the Brahmana, he was told that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already left. And he was so heartbroken that he started to cry. That, oh, such a great personality came and I could not get to see him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already left and he traveled some distance, but then he came back to the house of the Brahmana. And when the Brahmana saw this Vasudev Vipra, when he saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back, he became ecstatic. He fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, offering prayers to him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and embraced him. And as he embraced, his leprosy, not only his leprosy disappeared, but he got a beautiful body like that of a Gandharva. A very beautiful, handsome body. So when the news reached King Pratap Rudra, then King Pratap Rudra became convinced that this is the Supreme Personality, this must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Pratap Rudra gave the reason. He said that many people, many great spiritualists in the past have cured lepers. There are many instances of curing lepers. That's not a big thing. But never ever anyone embraced that leper. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Father of all living entities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can display such affection. Just like a mother doesn't care of a condition of the child, she picks up the child and puts him on her lap. Out of her deep parental affection. So this personality must have felt such deep affection, parental affection, for this leper. And only the Lord can display such affection and mercy. And that's what he said, like, lepers have been cured in the past also, but never ever the one who cured him, the great spiritual personalities who cured them, embraced them. But this personality embraced that leper. So King Pratap Rudra, in this way, became convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, there were many people who did not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God, but then ultimately accepted him and became his devotees, completely surrendered unto him. Another example is Prakashananda Saraswati, the great Mayavadi leader of Sannyasi. So, if they had their doubts, And then they accepted him as God. And why shouldn't we? And if we have any doubt, we can just read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then all the doubts will immediately be dispelled. Therefore, it is very important that we recognize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because by recognizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshipping Him, we become eligible to enter into Vrindavan in Radha Krishna's pastimes. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question or comment, Maharaj?
It appears to me that Lord Nityananda did not break Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nanda. Otherwise, he could not have appeared before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya holding his
hand. Yeah. You see, all these pastimes have a deeper connotation and meanings. There is, Nityananda Prabhu actually said that the danda is actually symbolic to punishment. The crime is we have rejected Krishna, right? And that's where you have come to this material nature. And accepting danda means accepting the punishment of now rejecting everything of this material nature. Right? So that is the symbolic meaning of danda. And so Nityananda Prabhu told him that, Mr. Danda, who do you think you are? Whom I carry on my back, how do you dare to be carried by him? So by saying that, he broke the danda. And it is also said that general understanding is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in ekadanda order. He took ekadanda sannyas. But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a three-dandi sannyasi. Therefore Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda to signify that he is a three-dandi sannyasi, not ekadandi sannyasi. So that is true, like Mahaprabhu Sannyas Danda is eternal. So he broke in order to display some symbolic meaning behind that, or some hidden purpose he had in breaking this danda. So in this way, Ekadanda Sannyas, although has been rejected, but Tridandi Sannyas is bona fide. Yes.
You asked the question in the beginning already.
Switch it on.
Yes, it goes on. You touched that question in the beginning already. Sometimes when we meet people of different faiths, or different religions, they ask us, why should we take to your religion, or why should we accept your God? We've got our God, and we've got our religion. So I wanted to ask you, how would you answer this question? And you said the question yourself, why is Krishna God?
So if they're a little receptive, you can tell them to read Bhagavad Gita. And it is not a question of your faith and my faith. It is a question of using our common sense and find out who is God. First of all, it's not a question of your God and my God. How to begin with, how many gods are there? How many gods are there? Are there many gods? Are there many gods? Maybe you can turn the volume down. Do the Christians have their God, and Hindus have their God, and Muslims have their God? Huh? Or there is only one God? That both all the religious groups are actually indicating. Huh? Are there one God or many gods? What? One or many? One. Then what's the problem? If there is one God, then your God and my God are the same? Or is the same? Hmm? So where's the conflict? I don't have any problem with your God. Then why do you have problem with my God? Now why don't you sit down and find out where we have common understanding? Where we? Why do we get into disagreement? Why don't you at least try to agree first? So that's the thing. You see, like, we never say that we have problem with their gods. But in most cases we find that they have problem with the God. Okay, Hare Krishna. Yes, Nitesh. Take the microphone.
Mahaprabhu Chaitanya and Madhu Chaitanya, they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do they have good arguments for the verses that we call to prove Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yeah, it would be wrong to say that Ramanuja Sampradaya and Madhva Sampradaya do not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God.
There's also Ramanuja's appearance.
Oh, I see. So Ramanujacharya, some individuals in Ramanuja Sampradaya may have problem accepting, or some from Madhva group, also some sects of Madhva Sampradaya may have difficulty in accepting. But it will be wrong to say that Ramanuja Sampradaya in general does not accept. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, all the Ramanujis accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramanujacharya himself came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Similarly, Madhvacharya also himself came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also we find that the Tattvavadis, which is actually a branch of Madhva Sampradaya in Udipi, when Mahaprabhu was traveling, the Tattvavadis had some difficulty with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a discussion with the Acharya of the Tattvavadis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually proven that they were wrong. And then they accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that Tattvavadis consider that liberation is the ultimate goal of devotion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, if liberation was the ultimate goal of devotion, then why it has been described in the scriptures that one does not accept liberation? Diyamanam nagrindhanti bina matsevanam jana. Even if liberation is awarded to a devotee, devotee doesn't want to accept that liberation. Because devotee simply wants to serve the Lord. Matsevanam, seva. To serve, devotee's main source of joy, or the only source of joy, is service. So when he is deprived of his service, if the liberation means, you know, being deprived of the service to the Lord, the devotee doesn't want to take that liberation. And in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand, like Prabhadananda Saraswati is pointing out, Kaivalya Narakayate. Liberation appears to be like going to hell. So how can you say that liberation is the ultimate goal of devotion? And then he also pointed a verse that Mukti Devi with Mukulitanjali, with folded hands, begging the devotees to somehow engage her in the service. I mean that she can become engaged in their service. So when Mukti Devi personified liberation, or the one who grants liberation, that personality with folded hand is begging the devotees to engage her in some service. So why devotees will be concerned about liberation? So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out their mistakes. But it is not that this is the mistake of Madhvacharya. This is due to the deviation they developed this mistake. Madhvacharya is a pure devotee of the Lord. Similarly, Ramanujacharya also is a pure devotee of the Lord. And all the four Sampradaya Acharyas actually came and met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. But one consideration is that those whose destination is Vaikuntha, they will not come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will remain in these four Sampradaya. But some fortunate ones who even want to transcend Vaikuntha platform and come to Goloka Vrindavan, they will come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in order to become a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one has to be very, very fortunate. Okay, yes. What's that?
Is Prabhupada also in the moon, the devotees, is he also taking the
Okay. You see, Gopi, mood of the gopis in an indirect way, in the sense, you see, gopis generally, those who are in Krishna, in love with Krishna, they do not come near, they do not display their loving mood in front of Balaram in Vrindavan, because Balaram is Krishna's elder brother. And in Vedic culture, these considerations are very prominent, that young boys and girls, they do not display their loving relationship in front of their superiors. Like for example, in Indian society, the wife will not speak to her husband in front of the husband's elder brother. What to speak of the parents? They will be completely silent. And not only they will be silent, they will cover their head completely. Sometimes they would even walk away from there. If the husband is there and some superiors came in, they would walk out of the room. That is the Vedic culture. So, in Vrindavan, the gopis do not deal with Krishna when Nityananda Prabhu, when Chaitanya, when Balaram is around. Because Balaram is superior to Krishna. But Balaram has his own group of gopis also. Balaram also dances rasa dance with his group of gopis. So anyway, because in this way we can understand that when Krishna expands as Balaram, the gopis also expand as Balaram's group. Right? But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Nityananda Prabhu comes along with him, but here the mood is completely different. Mood is different in the sense, Radha and Krishna, when they become united or when they become one, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And When Nityananda Prabhu sees that form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm sorry, when Balaram comes and happens to see that form, he assumes the form of Nityananda Prabhu. He becomes Nityananda Prabhu. Right? So it is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood, or seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also becomes transformed. And then he becomes involved in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of distributing Krishna prema. So he is distributing Krishna prema, but he is not involved in the gopi bhava as such. His, and Nityananda Prabhu, you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give devotion in two ways. Vidhi, Vaidhi Bhakti, and Raganuga Bhakti. Now the Vaidhi aspect of devotion is distributed through Nityananda Prabhu. But when it reaches the Raganuga stage, then the approach is made through Gadadhar Pandit. So there, Gaur Nitai is worshipped in Vaidhi Bhakti, and Gaur Gadadhar are worshipped in Raganuga Bhakti. But we cannot approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without Nityananda Prabhu. So first we have to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu, through Vaidhi Bhakti. We cannot jump into Raganuga Bhakti. But when one becomes qualified, then it will happen. The spiritual master will reveal the Raganuga Bhakti. Okay? So Vaidhi aspect is done through Nityananda Prabhu. But without Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot possibly reach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so for how long should I go on, Maharaj? Okay, I'll take the last question. Hare Krishna.
The Prabhupada says that Radharani is the extension of the special potential of Krishna, full of necessity. So what is the difference between worshipping Radha Krishna form and only the Krishna, Satyanugraha form?
I didn't get it.
The Prabhupada says Radharani is the expression of the special potential of Radha Krishna. So what is the difference between worshipping Radha Krishna form and only Satyanga Rupa Krishna form?
Shashtanga Rupa means?
No, Satyanga Rupa, only Krishna form.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always worshipped with His potency. Did you ever see anybody worshipping only Ramchandra, not Sita? Did you ever see anybody worshipping Narayan without Lakshmi? So the Lord is always worshipped with His potency. So one can worship Krishna without Radharani, but that worship will be, you know, as you said, without the pleasure potency. You won't get the pleasure out of that worship. And so Radha Krishna worship is, when you want to approach Sri Krishna, we must approach through Srimati Radharani. We cannot directly approach Krishna. It's impossible to approach Krishna directly. We must approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. And better still is to worship Krishna, to approach Krishna or Radha Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And better to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu. And it's better to approach Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Daya karu Sitapati Advaita Gosai Tabo Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. By your mercy, we get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Shri Prabhupada.